You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
One of Utah's richest billionaires is suing his neighbors over what he calls their large, vicious, and aggressive dogs.
The same neighbors are trying to stop his new home from being built. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live with details. Peter?
Amanda, two Burmese mountain dogs named Sasha and Mocha are keeping Park City billionaires Matthew and Tatiana Prince from walking outside, according to a lawsuit they filed that was reported on by KSL.com. The Princes are accusing their neighbors of being willful and malicious by allowing their dogs to get aggressive during walks on their shared easement. But the dog owners are also some of the people appealing to block the Planning Commission's approval of an 11,000-square-foot home on the Prince's land. Matthew and Tatiana Prince have been fighting for this house for years. In 2023, they tried and failed to push a bill through the legislature that would have overridden city regulations. Now the Princes want an award of damages. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We still got two more Utah teams in the big dance for the men's and women's brackets, and one of them is playing tonight.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, the Utah State Aggies are looking for their first NCAA tournament win since 2001, and they're playing a familiar opponent for BYU fans, the TCU Horned Frogs. Aggies head coach Danny Sprinkle says they know they've got to bring their A game.
We got a TCU squad that, you know, I've known Coach Dixon for a long time. I know how his teams play. I know how tough and grimy and gritty they are. And we know we're going to have to play our best.
The Aggies tip off tonight just before 8 o'clock. And I promise I'm not forgetting you two Utes fans. The Utah women's team is playing in the first round of the big dance tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. And the Utah men's team back at home on Sunday night for the second round of the NIT tournament. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Another game and another loss for our Jazz. It's just not getting any better here. They fell to the Dallas Mavericks, 113-97 last night. The entire team only made four of their 30 three-point shots. The Jazz have now only won three games since February, early February. They're going to be in Houston tomorrow night looking to turn things around.
While the Utah Royals didn't win their first home game since returning to the Beehive State, it is going down in the record books. With more than 20,000 people at the game this past Saturday, it is now, officially, the highest attended women's sporting event in Utah history.
Scammers are trying to trick people into buying fake ACT prep courses. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Michael Commit live. Michael?
Tim, the way it works is that a scammer will call you and say they're with the College Board and that your kid applied for testing material, meaning you have to pay up. Now, Melanie Fox with the Better Business Bureau says if you get a call like this, then double check.
Don't just, you know, pull out your credit card right there and pay them. You probably want to hang up the phone first, ask your child, did you actually apply for this prep course?
Now, Fox warns that scammers will have all the information that they need to make it sound legit, including the name of the kid, their address, the school, anything like that. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Scammers are still trying to get your money by claiming you missed jury duty. Brigham City Police Detective Crystal Beck says they're using shock and fear to try to get people to give them credit card information over the phone.
They don't want to be in trouble. They don't want, you know, the police to show up at their door.
Beck says no police department will ever call and ask for payment over the phone. The only way to handle an arrest warrant is by physically going to the court that issued it.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Former President Trump has until Monday to pay nearly $500 million in a civil fraud case in New York. This morning, we're learning about plans to raise cash through his social media company.
Today, shareholders of a large shell company could vote on whether to merge with Trump's media company. That merger would put the media company, which includes Trump's social media platform, Truth Social, on the stock market. The former president's stake could be worth billions. Trump would not immediately be able to convert that stock into cash, but could potentially take loans out against it.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert reporting.
First look traffic now, and here is Heather Kelly.
Well, we still have really good speeds all across the Wasatch Front, especially if you're sticking with I-15, the east or west side belt routes, and the 201 freeway. Now, some of the city streets are, or smaller areas, are getting a little bit congested, especially Bangor Highway, Mountain View Corridor, and 3500 South itself, and most of that is heading eastbound toward Mountain View Corridor. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Researchers posing as hackers say they've uncovered a way to hack into key cards at millions of hotels. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Thousands of Utahns will be heading out for spring break over the next several weeks, and there's a good chance many of us will be checking into a hotel, which doesn't make this story super exciting. Andy Greenberg with Wired Magazine says a group of researchers, they decided to see if they could hack hotel key cards. And guess what? It was pretty easy. They say there's no way of knowing if hackers knew about this before.
They may have actually done it in the past. These more professional, profit-motivated or, you know, politically motivated hackers.
Right now, hotel chains around the world are working on a security fix for their flawed key cards. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
A local bakery is facing an uphill battle to serve alcohol because it's too close to a house of worship. 43 bakery owner Andrew Carraro tells KSL-TV contractors put the bakery in a tough spot.
They determined that our front door was 15 feet too close to the property line of a neighbor. Instantly denied us.
Carraro says state regulators told him the law was simply inflexible.
My daughter's getting married this summer. I'm not happy to see this headline, but weddings are proving to be more expensive this year. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson took a look.
Data from the wedding website The Knot shows that the average wedding in Utah cost $17,000 in 2023, but this year, couples are planning to pay about $24,000. Wedding planner Cachet Ford from Cachet & Co. says even with a lot of DIY and less experienced vendors, she's seen the average wedding costing about $20,000.
Ford says some of the biggest budget busters here in Utah turns out to be the venues and the flowers.
And that's the average, Tim.
That's crazy.